This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Dr. Tursten. Boiru Hamis Galgil, I think we're up to, is that right, in the Rashi? Just below the middle of the part of the Kadam Rashi. This is Rava said it's Boiru Hamis Galgil. Kigoin, Hiniach Even Bereshus HaRabim. He put a stone in the Reshus HaRabim. And while it was still in its place, it didn't do any damage. And the legs, the feet of Adam and Behemoth rolled it to another place. And there it did damage. Why is it in the feminine? Dr. Schneller, you need to help us out there. Why is it in the feminine? Boiru Hamis Galgil. It should be Evan is Zachar, isn't it? Sorry? Yeah, but it should be the masculine, not the feminine. I just don't know why he switched to the feminine. We're talking about the Evan. Evan is also masculine, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Evan now
says
that's
the feminine. Bor is also masculine. It's not Bor, it's Galgelet. Why is it all of a sudden that she switched to the feminine? Strange, isn't it? I don't know why. V'idopim koyma lohiziko. V'gilgilo ragle odom v'vehima. Why does it say Vegilgilo Ragle Odom Vehema? Why doesn't it say Vegilgilo Odom Vehema? What difference is it if they use their feet or they use their hands? With Odom it'll make a difference. What'll be the difference? Also, what'll it be chaya for? Could be Odom Keichot. Rashi makes it a Gilgalo Ragli Odom. It's not the Odom who does it, it's the Ragli Odom. But Rashi already anticipated here, and Dafki talks about it's Ragli Odom. This is not an Odom with a Maisa Odom, it's Ragli Odom. And Rashi Sarabim, the feet are there, it's part of Rashi Sarabim. The feet are moving all the time, and it's an anonymous movement. Oh, we'll have to see when we come into the Tosfos
study.
Yeah, we'll have to see what comes to the Tosfos study. Ragli Odom Behema. Why wouldn't it be? Oh, because he hasn't done anything. Because Odom himself hasn't done anything. It isn't the Maisa of the Odom at all. Even the Odom word Lo'ilam, that's when a particular man does something. But when it's just the force of what would it be then? How would the Gemara go on? Either had badi the kaazli mazki hainu what? Esh. Hainu esh. Okay. Why is it esh? Because it's koach hachem urubu. What is the koach hachem urubu? The ragli odom of ehima. The passing traffic. Okay. This is how we do. Hechidami. Eid afkere bein rav bein shmul. We go straight on to eid afkere. We omit that step of eid ba'adid azli kamazki, and we will discuss in the Tosfos why we omit that step. In fact, I think we need to stop here already so that we don't. The Tosfos doesn't get too far away from the Rashi. Says the first Tosfos, Ma'ala bo shekein in kach achem urubo. The Maide Porich the loy choshev eish ma'aser gomer loy, the fish haruach masayel loy, lemay the perishis, they change in the margin, which is right. Lemay the perishis, the loy choshev eish ma'aser gomer loy, we explain in the long tosfos that eish is not considered ma'aser gomer loy, lefish haruach masayel loy, because the wind helps him on his way. Have a matzi lemifre chocho. Here the Gemara could have asked, "Ma lebo shekein ma'isav gormeloi toim abavne sakino v'sakinoi," which is not ma'isav gormeloi. That would have been a good chiluk. Elofit the pircha shekein ein koach acham uruv boi choshiv tfei. But the Gemara prefers to ask the kasha of ein koach acham uruv boi because it's a better one. Why? The hashto lekel meimah shor yochiach elo eish greida. Because the only answer to this is eish yochiach, whereas the other way we could have had an eish yochiach or Eshor Yochiach. So it's always a better pircha. We see a klal here in the whole learning of these me'atzad, that when you ask a pircha on a limud, the fewer answers that there are to, the fewer potential answers that there are to the pircha, the stronger is the pircha, obviously. So to the point where there are no answers to the pircha, then it's a very strong pircha. Ulekamen gabi lav ma'asav gormeloi. Eshor is not ma'asav gormeloi. That what? No, we're asking. We wanted to learn from Boer onto Avnei Sakino Masoi. Then we would have asked, Ma Boer Shekein Ma'asav Gormeloi Toim Avnei Sakino Masoi Shein Ma'asav Gormeloi. So we could also show Yochiach. Because we could, because there we had two potential answers: show Yochiach or Eish Yochiach. And this way we have in my what do we start off by saying my by bar, so the only answer we got is Eish is the only one with Kach Hamuruv Boy. We can't answer Shur. So we only have one option in to answer the Pircha, whereas had we used the Kasha of Mice of Gormullah, we would have had two options to answer. So if it's a weaker pircha, the Gemara doesn't ask the weaker pircha. Ulekamen gabi boir hamizgalgel porich ma'ala boir shekein ma'asav gormeloi. Yet we see that is a good kasha. The kasha of ma'asav gormeloi is a good kasha, and we see that further on when we ask by boir hamizgalgel in the case that we've just learnt. Deloshaya chosum shekein ein koach achem uruv boi, because there is no other kasha to ask. It's a weaker pircha because there are two possible answers. You can answer with Shor and you can answer with Eish. But there's nothing better to ask. So where there's nothing better to ask, you can ask a weak kasha. But where there is a stronger kasha to ask, you only ask the stronger kasha. What are we going to say? That Boram is Galgel, there is a Kach Achem Uruv Boy, the Mashma Deloy Havi Boy, Elo Al Yedei Kach Acher, Vezeinu. It was a boy already. Had the boy only been created by the Koach Acher, then we would have a problem. But it wasn't. This was a boy before. He created the boy. The Koach Acher is really irrelevant in the whole thing. Interesting. So we already have Tosis introducing us in the case of Boram Isgalgel to the element of Koach Acher. And he tells us that theoretically we could have asked that by Boram is Galge Shekein Kach Achem Uruv Boy. In other words, Tosfos clearly learns, as Roy wanted to learn, that the movement that the animal's legs or the people who kick it around, that is a Kach Achem. The problem is the only problem is that it was a Boy before the Kach Achem. That's Tosfos' objection. That is a Kach Achem, good, but it became a Boy before Kach Achem. And therefore, we can't ask the kasha of Koach Acher. That's the first Tosfos. The Isuya Boram Isgalgel. And here we come onto the analysis of Rava's case of Boram Isgalgel. Bechol hasforim kosuv, I behadi de ko azli kamazki koichoihu. Not like Roy wanted to learn, understand me. If it's, what does it say in the other Sforim? That if it's the Hadid Kazli Kamaski, then it's Koichoi. then it's Odom HaMazik. That the right Tosfos doesn't suggest that it should be Esh. Why doesn't Tosfos suggest that it should be Esh? This is Hadidika. This is the Hadidika Azlika Maski. The Kachacher is no longer relevant. Not really, because what he said before is your claim would be that the Boer was created by Koach Acher. That you can't say because it was a Boer before. But if it's Bahadi the Ka'azli Komazki, then it can be taken. It's no longer a Boer anymore. Now it's Esh. The original objection of Tosfos does not apply anymore. So then Lichoira, there is a Koach Acher. So Lichoira, it could be Esh. Let's go a little bit further. Ufirish HaKuntras Deloy Gorasle. And Kuntras is Mefarish, Rashi is Mefarish, so we don't have this. The timer, the reason for removing it is as follows. Mishum Damrin and Lekam and Behiniach, Behiniach, we say further on in the Gemara. Ein Darkon Shel Bnei Odom, Lehisboinin Bidrochim. We have a principle that people don't watch their feet and they don't look carefully where they're walking on Shisarabim. And therefore we cannot call it Koiche. It wasn't a conscious act. It wasn't a deliberate act. So we see that by Koiche, according to this, there is a need for deliberation. I basheno, how did we learn it when a person's sleeping? Why is that considered koicho, even though it's not deliberate? We said it's odom hamazik. Why is that odom hamazik? If he's unconscious. Oh, the act of going to sleep with something nearby, we said, was a deliberate act. There has to be some form of deliberation in order for it to be odom hamazik. And for people, traffic in moving in Rosh Hashanah, there's no deliberation, that's not odom hamazik. Uvalat hakol nami ein lechayvoy mitam odom hamazik. And the balat hakol also can't be odom hamazik. What's he doing? The owner of the stone or whatever it is that's in Rosh Hashanah, he can't be odom hamazik. Elo mishum dechoshiv kiruach mitzuyo. The best that you could say is that the people walking are like a ruach mitzuyo, v'havi ishoy, and it would be Esh. That lichoy you could say. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara wants to say that it's koichoy. And on koichoy. No. This would be on the balat akola. Yes, he puts it in a place where he must anticipate the koach acher. So Tosfos comes round eventually to what Roy and Stanley would say. Yeah, theoretically it could be Esh. But that's not what the Gemara wants to say. The Gemara wants to say koichoy, and that gets removed.
That's
al balat akola. Right. That's how Tosfos wants to learn. Says Tosfos, "Ve'in l'moich k'bishvul kach." That's not a reason to remove it. The le'inyan k'deish lo yerchu kolkach bechuzek shi'atizu bi'aziku. When it comes to a question of walking with such force that you throw stones, that you kick up stones which can actually damage while they're moving. Darkel is bein and shapir. People do watch out not to do that kind of thing. They roll stones around, that can zayin. But to actually move a stone with such force that it's going to damage somebody, that they're not careful about.
So does it come out now that from the first process we don't say that you need to become Esh, you don't need a Achilles or somebody. You need that or don't you?
No. And according to everybody it would appear, according to the Rashi on the previous Omud it appeared, that you don't need Chilas Asa Yosel and Nezek. It's only by Boru that you've got Chilas Asa Yosel and Nezek.
Right, but if you have got
Chilas Asa Yosel and Nezek, yeah.
Then what is it? You could still have
an Esh. Yeah, but it could be Boru even then. If it's Chilas Asa Yosel and Nezek, it could be Boru.
But if we've started with Boru, and then we have movement, what is
what, it? So what kind of case, for example? You put a Boru, you put a stone in Rosh Hashanah. You put a stone in Rosh Hashanah. That's Chilas Asa Yosel HaNezek. It's a boy. It's an immediately a boy.
Now it gets kicked.
Now a person comes along and kicks. Let's say a person does it with deliberation and kicks it hard.
Let's say without deliberation.
Just it gets rolled down the road. Behadi the Ka'azli Kamazki or afterwards? Behadi the Ka'azli Kamazki. So now what we've got to say is that when he put it there, if somebody would have tripped over it in its place, it would have been boy. But now that it's moved on and damaged in the movement, it's Esh. So it was potentially two Nezikin. It's an interesting case. That stone in Rosh Hashanah was potentially a Boer and Esh.
Why Esh? Because if it's Shapir,
If it's Bahadi the Ka'azli Kamazki, then it'll be a machlokes between the Tosfos and Havamin and his Maskona. According to his Maskona, you're right. It's not according to his Maskona, it's not Esh. Because since people's Darkon Lizboinin, for that amount of force, they're Darkon Lizboinin. Therefore, it's not like Ruach Mutsuyu. So according to Tosfos' Maskona, there's no possibility of it being Esh. It can only be Odom HaMazik. That's what Tosfos is saying now. Oh, an animal is a problem. An animal is a problem. We'll come to him. Dilin kadesh lo yelch kolkach b'chizik shi'atizu v'yaziku darkal lizbein and shabit. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, by the way, says that according to this pshat in Tosfos, you've got to take out behema. You can't leave behema well. Although Tosfos deals with behema further on. Ulahachi porich koichuhu v'yischayev hamegalgel hakol v'loy balat hakol. The megalgel should be completely chayev and not the balat hakol. This is Odom HaMazik. Let's take it up to there for the meanwhile. So we have a machlokes here in Tosfos. Tosfos says that firstly, our first machlokes is, could this be koicho or not? The Boram is galgil. Could we consider this koicho or not? Tosfos says yes, because a boram is galgil which damages Bahadi de Ka'azli. That could be an odom hamazik, because people don't kick stones that hard without it being deliberate. Therefore, it's odom hamazik. The moment it becomes odom hamazik, it seems to release the first one. Although, after all, if the first one hadn't put it there, nothing would have happened. So surely some liability should also attach to the first one. Yet we see it doesn't.
All sorts of things that sit around in Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah, but he put it there, and he had no right to put it there. It was a boy of Rishus HaRabim when he put it there. And somebody came and moved his boy. Now, if he moved his boy to another place, what would the din then be? Then he's chayav als boy. That's boy. That's the typical case of boy Ramit Galga. But if it moves while it's, if it damages while it's moving, then it's ash. And then says Tosfos, the new person is chayav completely. Like the example Tosfos brings further on, where somebody else pushes him in.
It's the same example. You can't say he should be liable for that, but somebody else did an act which is a negligent act, or an act which is a shiur.
We see that that's the halacha. We see that that's the halacha, that what you look at is not the initial cause of the nezik, but the immediate cause of the nezik. That's what you've got to look at. It's irrespective, even if there was an initial, somebody else was the initial cause of it, you've got to look at the immediate cause of the nezik, not at the initial cause of the nezik. And therefore, if somebody comes and kicks the yevin afterwards, and while it's flying, it goes, that's odom hamazik. It's a new mazik. He's using as his raw material a bor which the first one created, but the first guy's bor didn't do any nezik. So there's nothing, you're not chayev for digging the hole, you're chayev, as Eric says, when somebody falls in the hole. But for digging the hole. Sorry? That's what makes it odom hamazik. Were they not kavona, then it wouldn't be odom hamazik. Then we would have to question whether it would be ash or not. Now that's the other possibility. Well, it is a danger. It is a danger. Just nobody's fault. It's a potential danger. It's a potential. And he's doing the nezek with it. Sure. He's the one who's doing the nezek with it. He's created the nezek. If it's without kavona, if there's no intention at all, if ein darkul is by name. No, ein darkul is by name. Stam, he's walking around. If we held that the people do kick that hard, or for example today, motor cars. Ein darkul is by name, and it can be that hard that it does damage Bahadi the cars there. That's a typical case. You put a stone in the Rishus HaRabim. It's a boy. A car comes, or one of the trucks come and kick out the stone, and it now damages the car behind. Bahadi de Ka'azli. What is that? You can't say the truck driver in front of you is chayev. So who will be the person who dropped the stone? They will be chayav according to this, als esh, says Tosfos. Wouldn't it be tsroiro? Firstly, it's not an animal. I don't know that a motor car is the same thing. But Shane's not shy to a motor car. And regular, that's odom amazik lichorev. If an odom, if you drive your motor car into my property and you drive it over my chinaware, what's that going to be? The regular? That won't be regular. That'll be odom amazik. Actually, the car is your implement. That's odom amazik.
Actually, even with the animal, the question arises. You put the stone there, the stone hadn't been there, the animal wouldn't be able to do a chatzin ezek tzorer, isn't it?
Yeah, chatzin ezek tzorer is where it's hefker. Where nobody put it there, it doesn't belong to anybody, then you can tell. Okay, you want to say the borer is also hefker. We're talking where he's mafkiret or not yet. No, we haven't come onto the mafkiret yet. If it wasn't hefker. Yeah, if it wasn't hefker. If it is hefker, why isn't it tzorer? Why isn't it chatzin ezek tzorer? So maybe if it is borer, in the case of an animal, then you want to say that the animal should be chayav chatzin, the owner of the animal should be chayav chatzin ezek. That'll be because chatzin ezek tzorer will be as regel. Yeah. So you can't do it as chatzin ezek tzorer. So the only way to do it is eish if it's without kavona. And it's the Bala Takola, then it's not the Bala Behema. That's what he would be chayav. The Maharam asks an interesting kashi. Have a look at the Maharam and see if you can work out what his kashi is. On Rashi, according to Tosfos, yeah. Yeah. You see that, Maharam? What is the Maharam's kasha on Rashi? The fact that Rashi leaves what out? What should he have? So what's the Maharam saying? What according to this, what should Rashi have? Be Guris? So in other words, all the Tosfos has found is an objection against Koichi. But not against the process of logic. Good, so you can't say koichu. Fine, we understand the machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, let Rashi at least say ishoihu or eshu, as we do by Avnu Sakinu Maso.
But that's the gersa that was found was koichu. Are we now saying that Rashi should change the gersa?
Yeah, since the reason for Rashi removing it. Right. Tosfos tells us the reason is a logical problem. It's not that Rashi found other girsas or whatever. It doesn't work. It's just he felt it was a mistake in the girsa. In that case, you can only remove the minimum. So you can what's the mistake? Instead of koicha, change it to ishu. That's two letters have to change. And instead, Rashi deletes an entire paragraph. That's a big deletion for the sake of a logical problem, which you don't need. That's the Maharam's kasha. So how does the Maharam answer? What are you forced to say according to that? So he holds it's not Esh. It's not Esh either. So it's a complete machlokes with Tosfos. It's not just the Tosfos, a machlokes on Koichu. It's a machlokes right through and through. Even Esh it can't be. Why does the Maharam say why? Why can't it be Esh? You have to say, he says, must be Rosh Hashanah with Tzuyu. Why isn't it Esh? Lechoyer Tosfos is right. It should be Ishu. Person puts a stone in Rosh Hashanah where people are walking all the time. That should at least be Esh. And Rashi holds it's not Eish, says the Maharam, the only reason can be because it's not Ruach Mutsuyo.
People don't kick so hard all the time.
No, if it would be because people don't kick so hard, then it isn't, then it, if people
all
don't...
All the time. It's a Ruach Mutsuyo, if we said it, tornado, Tornado doesn't have to worry about it, so Ruach Mitzvah has to worry about it. So people will kick and some will kick while and some will kick something.
So what does he hold? The Darkul is Bainin? If you hold that it's Ein Darkul is Bainin, and it's only by his Baininus that you come to such a hard kick, then it can be Kochet. Then you're back on the Tosfos if you hold that. Mimonoshach. If you want to say that it's not Kochet because people are always walking and kicking, then it's Ruach Mitzvah. And if you want to say that people don't kick that hard that it should cause damage, then it can be kocher when they do.
Did you say that people kick very hard occasionally amongst
them? No, I think that's a good thing to say.
But sometimes they kick hard. Yeah, I suppose that's what the Maharam will say.
Sometimes you effectively trip over the stone. So it kicks it hard. And that's not a
good thing. And that's so much damage. It will do damage. Just by walking it, you can do so much damage that it actually breaks something or harms something. Maybe that's what the Maharam means. It's difficult.
How's Rashi going to go tomorrow later and actually know the term of dropping? It means that all the time that people walk around, whatever they do, is done entirely unconsciously.
You can't be mechayev a person for something that you...
So any kicking that they do, then what would that be? What would that be about there?
Oh, well, we wanted to say Eish, and now we're saying it's not even Eish.
Why isn't that the law about the
people all the time? I don't understand the Maharam. Rishus HaRabim Lichari, with people walking backwards and forwards, you've got a tiny that's a stone there is a Ruach Mitzvah, it's going to get moved around. I don't understand the Maharam. Now, I've got to refer you to another Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos further on, but it's connected because it's also to do with the Boreh Misgalgel, which is on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We have a very classical case of Boreh Misgalgel on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. This Gemara revolves around the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So let's first look at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The second last line, Hatar Nagoilin Muodim Lahalech Kedarkin the Kedarkan Ulushabe. Tarnagoilim, chickens and roosters and things are muodim, that they walk around and do damage. So you accept that. Hoyo delil koshur baraglov, Oyshe hoyo mahadis, umashabiris akelim. If a string was tied to his foot, or he was dancing around in an unusual sort of way, Meshalim chatzi nezek, then he pays chatzi nezek. Says Rashi, the delil haynu tzoroyus, because that's a case of tzoroyus. That's the case in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara analyzes that case on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. About a third of the way down, there's a two dots there, and it's Atanagoyim Modim Lale Kedarkin LeShabbat V'chuli. Omer Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Loi shonu elo shenikshar me'elof. This, that the Tarnagul is chayev chatzi nezek for a delil, which is tied to his foot, that's only if it got tied by mistake, but if it got tied by its own, by itself, nobody tied it there. Aval kshoroi odon, but if a person tied a delil onto the foot of a Tarnagul, chayev, then the person who tied it on is chayev. Now, Niksha Me'il of Man Chayef. In the case where it becomes tied on by itself, who is the one who's Chayef? Before we do that, let's go through this with Rashi. Says Rashi, Loi Shonu the Chatzi Nezek V'tu Loi, this that you only have to pay Chatzi Nezek, Elo Sheniksha Me'il of Hadilil B'regel HaTarnagol. That is when the delil became attached by itself to the foot of the tarnagol. Avol kishoroi odom chayev. But says Rashi, if a person tied it on, then he will be chayev hakoshe nezek sholem. Then you'd have to pay in full. The havi bor, because that is bor. Vim niskal boy odom chayev benisko. And if a person falls on over that, he's chayev benisko. So let's look at it again in the Gemara. Omar Avuna, lo yishonu elo shenik shomayilo. This, which we say in the Mishnah, that if a delil is attached to the foot of a tanagul, yuchayv and yuchatsi nezek, that's only if it became attached by itself. Aval kishore odom chayiv. But if a man tied it on, then he will be chayiv nezek sholem, because it is boir. That's a boir. But he ties it onto to a tanagul that's walking in Rosh Hasharabi. Goes the Gemara on to say, niksham me'ilov man chayiv. And this case then of the Mishnah of Nikshama Ilov, Man Chayiv, Lishlim Chatzinezek, who is the one who would have to pay the Chatzinezek Taka? Who is Chayiv? Ilema Baal Hadalil, if we're going to say that it's the owner of the string, Hechidami, then how did it get onto the foot? We've got to analyze then how did the chicken get hold of it? Ida'atzne, if the man had locked the string away in his cupboard and the chicken found the key and opened the cupboard and took out the string, onusu. Then the Bala string is honest, the Bala Delil is honest. What more can he do than lock it away in the cupboard? Ve'iloyatzne. And if he left the string lying around, Pesheahu, then that's careless. You leave a piece of string lying around when the chicken's walking around, that's careless. Elo chayev baltam ago. And then he would be chayev nezek sholem if it's Pesheah. So the only way we can see the case of being chayev chatzi nezek is if it's the Bala Tarnagol who's chayev. Maishno kuli nezek deloi. So why would he be chayev? For nezek sholem he can't be chayev. Dichtiv ki yiftach ish boi v'loi shorbo. You're only chayev for a boi that a human being digs. But if your animal digs a boi, you're not chayev for that. In that case, chatzin nezek nami ish boi v'loi shorbo. So where do we come to chatzin nezek? Elo, but we have to say mas nisin bida ad ye iduye. We must be talking where the string was actually thrown by the chicken. He kicked it. Okay, it might not be a string. Rashi says that a delil is anything which gets attached to the chicken. So it could be something a little bit heavier than a string. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So what is it then? Chatzinezek Sroiris. That's why it's Chatzinezek. So let's go through it again. If the owner of the string left the string lying around somewhere, that's pshia, and what's it? Odom amazik, I suppose, will be that in itself is a maisa nezik, or a bur, can be bur. He left the string in the shusharav, it's a bur. If he hid it away, he's onus and he's potter. So there's no hechatimta for chatzi nezik for the baal hadilil. What about the Baal HaTarnagol? What's he chayav for? The only thing he can be chayav for is not burb. Although somebody trips over the string, that's not what happened. But we're talking a case where the chicken gave the string such a kick that as it was flying, it caused damage. And that's Chatzinezek Tzrius. The Chizma, the Rav Huna Ba'alma Ismer. And this which Rav Huna says, you're going to say, is not on the Mishnah. Rav Huna was making a general case statement. Delil hefker. In the case of a hefker delil, a delil which doesn't have an owner, Omer Avuna Nikshem Eil of Potter. If it became tied by itself, then it's Potter because there's no owner of the delil. Koshru Odom Chayev. And if a man ties it on, is Chayev. Mishumai Chayev. What's he Chayev for? If a man ties on and therefore is thereby his zoiche to the string. If I pick up a string which is hefker and I tie it onto the chicken's leg, then the string becomes mine. So now it is my string. Now I'm going to be chayev. Omer Rav Huna ba manoach mishum boir amis galgil beragli odom beragli behema. That is the case of boir amis galgil. That's what happened. It's my boir, and the chicken moved it, and it became chayev. So if it damages while it's moving, badidik azli kamazki, that's chatzinezek tzroiris. If it's after it landed, it does damage, that is boir amis galgil. Let's just look at the relevant Rashi. Mas nisim loy metukme. So the only case in the Mishnah can be ela ba'ad yeiduya. This case of chatzin ezek tzroiris can only be when a damage while it's moving. Shazorak HaTarmagul HaDilil, says Rashi, where the Tarmagul throws the Dilil, V'shiber Bezrikosu Kelim, and while it was traveling, it damaged Kelim, V'havu Tzroiros, that is a case of Tzroiros. V'afilu Koshroi Odom, Nami Loi Meshalim, and even if a person tied it onto the animal, he would not. The person wouldn't do it. Elo chatzinezek balatar megul. Balatar megul would pay chatzinezek and nobody else. Ba kosher potu, and the kosher would be potu. Why? Shaloi niskal odon bevoire, because a person didn't slip up on his bow. Says Tosfos, the third Tosfos. V'chi itzma d'ravuna be'alma itzma. The loy mesukna masnisin. The kosher odom chayev mashma akol. Because in the case of kosher odom chayev, this which Rav Huna says that kosher odom chayev, it's mashma that he means everything, not chatzinezik. Uva adye iduye nami chayev bal tarmagol. And in the case of adye iduye, also it's the bal tarmagol that's chayev, nobody else. Don't worry about that. The next part is what's important. The kuntras pirish. Tosfos tackles Rashi. What did Rashi say? The loy misukna masnisin. That the reason that this cannot be talking about, that our Mishnah cannot be talking about this case of somebody else tying it on the tarmagul, mishum sha'koysher hayo potur kivan da adi yiduye shalei niskal odom bevoyre. The reason is because the kosher would be potur in any case. Why would the kosher be potur? Because the one who kicks it, because it didn't damage the bow, it damaged in flight, and in flight it's chatzinet tzroyus, it's not bow. The kosher lefirusha, mikoma kum lechayev mishum ishoi. Let's at least make him chayev because of esh. A man puts a delil, ties a delil onto the foot of a tarmagol, and the tarmagol goes and throws the delil, and it damages. Surely that's the same as esh. You know that there's kach achem uruv boy. You take something which has a potential for damage, you put it in the hands of the tarmagol. And the tarmagul moves around and causes the damage. That's esh. David ka'avnev sakinu matzoy shenichem b'rosh gagav v'nofle b'ruach matzuyu v'eziku b'adid azli. The high tarmagul havi k'ruach matzuyu. This tarmagul is like a ruach matzuyu. Midaporich idaloi atznei posheahu. Because, and the other raya is, because the Gemara also afterwards, idal atznei posheahu is careless. What are you careless about? Leaving a string around where a chicken is walking, you must know that you're going to be in trouble. So that's a ruach matzuyu. Otherwise, you wouldn't be pasher. If a chicken is a ruach she'ena metzuyu, then you wouldn't be pasher. If you're pasher, that means that it's a ruach metzuyu. And therefore, asks Tosfos, according to Rashi, there's still a place for chiyuv. The Mishnah could be talking about this. It wouldn't be chiyuv as boir, it would be chiyuv as esh. That's what Tosfos wants to say. There are two answers to Tosfos. The Nachlas David gives one answer, to which I made a little bit of reference on Tuesday night. And the Shmuel Rozovsky gives an answer. And Nachlas David gives a very interesting answer. For Rashi, he says, no. A delil can't become esh. Because esh is inherently capable of damage. That's part of the definition of esh. That's what Rashi holds. Esh is a dangerous item. And the kach acher just moves it to another place, but it's a dangerous item before it goes to the other place. Likewise, avnei sakinu and masor. That's how the Nachlas David explains why those are the particular things used. Avnei sakinu and masor, because they're also dangerous. Stone, a big stone. Avnei a masor. These are heavy things. These are things that are dangerous. You've got to be careful. A sakin, sharp. That's why it says. That's why it gives these examples. It's using examples of things which are inherently dangerous if they're in the wrong place. If they're not where they need to be. Comes a kach acher to move it to a place where they shouldn't be. So you've taken something which you knew which was inherently dangerous. The only thing is you kept it in a place where it wasn't dangerous. But you kept it in such a place where a kach acher could get hold of it. The two together, the fact that it's inherently dangerous plus the fact that you've left it at the disposal, at the mercy of a kach acher, that makes you chayev al esh. But a dzlil is a piece of string. And a piece of string can't become esh. That's what the Nachlas David answers for Rashi. This cannot be Rashi. This cannot be Esh. Tosfos is chelik. Tosfos holds that it is not one of the essential properties of Esh that the thing itself must inherently be damaging. Okay, that's the Nachlas David, which is interesting. The difficulty I've got with the Nachlas David is it's a chiddush which isn't in the Gemara. Where does he come to such a definition of Esh? Where do we get such a definition? The Gemara goes through all the things of Esh, God, Hafen, Rudavoy, and all sorts of things. Each Av we've gone through, what its definitions are. In my time, the very word Esh, the very term Esh, that the term Esh is used, maybe, I don't know, but it's a very big Kiddush. Yes. So what's wrong with a Bora Misgalgil? Yes, but not Esh. It's not inherently damaging. There's nothing. A piece of string is not a mazik.
So then, how could it be a boy in his
own? Why not?
Because it's not a boy.
Why a boy? He didn't say that's one of the inherent properties of a boy. Of Esh. No, a boy is anything which somebody can trip over and hurt themselves on. But there, it's only the position. The object itself is not at all. In that particular place, but take the boy away from that place, and it's not in any way a mazik. And a boy can be a little thing, a little object that you put in the Rishus HaRabim. It's only a mazik by virtue of its position. But if you put it away, it's not a mazik at all. And Esh, you can't leave unattended anywhere. And so a sakin also, and an evan and a maso, big heavy things, also they're inherently dangerous things. It's a very, very, it's a very, very moot point. He says that Chatzin is a tzorei, so what about that? He says tzorei also is not inherently damaging. That's why it's not Esh. It can't be Esh. Yeah, the little pebbles don't damage. It's only the velocity which causes the damage. But it's a very, very narrow boundary line, because even with the Evan, at the end of the day, it's only the velocity that causes the damage of the Evan. But still, that's the chiluk that the Nachlas David wants to make. The Shmuel takes it much more simply, I think. He says that the nafkemina is that it would come out according to Rashi, that an animal cannot create koach acher. So Tanagol can't make koach acher. That's the inherent difference that he sees between Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos here. Tosfos says surely the Tanagol is koach acher. Says the Shmuel, no, Rashi holds it's not. Koach acher is only the elements. Let's look at, and one can understand that, because if you look at the two extremes, look at Tosfos's real extreme, a stone in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody comes and with his boinunus kicks it hard. What does that do? That takes it out of the domain of the first person. I make a boinun in Rishus HaRabim, it's a boinun, nobody falls into it, I'm lucky, nobody falls over it. Comes somebody else and with his boinunus gives it a kick, then what? It becomes koiche. The fact that I started it off as a bur is irrelevant. The koach acher is so powerful that it totally removes it from my responsibility. Then on the other extreme you have a koach acher like the wind or the forces of gravity, which are absolutely predictable, and they don't in any way take it out of my responsibility. Not in any way. That's part of what I should have predicted. Now you come in the middle to a koach acher, which is not with his boilerness. It's not the forces, it's not wind and gravity, it's people and animals. But on the other hand, it's not deliberate. Says Reb Shmuel, that is not a koach acher. That's not, according to Rashi, that's not koach acher. And that is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Yud Tes. Why? The balabor. No, not because of koach acher. We're because it's from Esh we learn. That you're talking about Boram Misgalgel is shor. We don't use Esh. We use shor. And where does Rashi get it from? You can say from that very fact. The fact that the Gemara uses the whole thing as Ma'aseh Gomuloy and shor not out of Esh. Mashenken ba'avne sakin and masur. That's the elements. That's the difference between Avnei Sakin and Masor and the case of Rova. Otherwise it's a little difficult. What is Rova adding? What's the Chiddush in Rova? Why can't we learn this case of Boram Misgalgel out from Avnei Sakin and Masor altogether? What's the Chiddush? Particularly if you can say that it would be Esh by the Krasli. So according to this, it's clear what the Chiddush is, that even though you cannot be Mechayev Al Esh, because the person who moved it, or the force that moved it, is a Baal Chai. Nevertheless, that does not interfere in Bo. To make it into a Bo, that's all right. But it can't make it into Esh. And that then would be Tosfos and Rashi Lashitosom on Daf Vav. Tosfos says it could be Esh. Bahavi Ishui. ובעלת הכל הנמין לחי ומתי מודו מהמזיק אלא משום דחושיב כרוח מצויו והבי אישוי it could at best be a רוח מצויו and then it would be אש asks the Maharam but if it would be אש why doesn't Rashi leave it that way איבא דדקאז ליקא מזקי אישוי הוא answers the Maharam very difficultly Rashi must hold that it's not רוח מצויו that's a רוח שאינו מצויו we had difficulty with that but the way we've now learned we can say poshut that according to Rashi, it isn't Eish. Why? Because there's no Kach HaChamuruv Boi. This is not a Kach HaChamuruv Boi. According to Tosfos, we know Tosfos is Shita, and Daf Yutes is that this is that the animals do make it Kach HaChamuruv Boi, or human beings in their passing traffic.
So Ruach Sha'enim would still make
a Balabur
fire though?
A Balabur?
Yes.
Yes. In what case? Else what would he be Chayv? In Ruach Sha'enim would see
saying now,
that's the whole view of no, but how did the Ka'azli?
It doesn't matter.
No, but how did the Ka'azli? It's not. But how did the Ka'azli? According to Rashi, there's nothing. That's why Rashi is mechik the whole thing.
So why is the person with Chayav in any case, according to the Bora Mizgalgel? Why is the person with Chayav?
If somebody was Megalgel and it landed somewhere else.
Even nature is still Chayav. Doesn't Rashi know?
But Ruach Mitzuy and Shein Mitzuy is not a factor in Bo.
Okay, but the fact is that was a Bo to start off with. The fact that it's doing damage in a different place
doesn't matter.
Makes the Balabor
high. Right.
So what's the difference? Where it's doing the damage? Even while it's moving, it's doing the damage.
It's not Bo while it's moving.
What is it?
Eish.
It's not according to Rashi.
That's nothing. So there's nobody to be Mechayev according to Rashi.
It's become nothing at one stage. And yet when it's resting now, it's suddenly more again.
It goes back to being his bow originally.
So why did it stop somewhere in between?
Because the property to make it Esh wasn't there. During that time in between, it wasn't Esh because there wasn't a Koach HaChamuruv Boi. Let's imagine, let's take the Maharam's case. Let's take Ena Mitzuya. Yeah, but it can't be a bow while it's moving. Bows don't end down Kalele Chalahazi. You can't have a bow that's flying. Then when you've moved it, it'll become a bor again. But while it's moving, it's nothing.
It's able to damage all the time.
And it's not bor because it's da'kulele chulahazik. So at best it could be Chatzinezek Tzorius, but it's a Rabbim, so he's potter. The Bala Shur is potter, the Bala Bahim is potter, and the Bala Boy is potter because it's not Esh, it's not Boy. It becomes a very unique case according to Rashi. But that's important for us to remember that according to Rashi there's a new dimension to the requirements of Koach HaChamuruv Boi. Af al gav as tosfos the legabi kelev shenot al acharor v'holoch legodish a dog which took hold of a burning coal and went to a field of wheat uforich lebigmore v'lechayev bal hagacheles na mishu balat hakole asked the gemore but the bal hagacheles the owner of the coal should also be chayev because he owns it haynu mishum de kelev lav bar deyahu. The only reason that the Gemara asks that there is because the caliph is not a bardeya. Avol hocho ha-megalgel bardeyahu. But here we're talking about a human being who's the megalgel. Therefore, it is the megalgel that would be chayev. Else what? Else odom ha-mazik, if it's hard, yeah. And the Balat HaKol is not Chayev at all. So we already see this concept in Tosfos that depending on how much daya there is, that will determine to what extent the first person ceases to be responsible. Although from the point of view of his responsibility or irresponsibility, it's the same action. In both cases, he's left it in Rishus HaRabim. So if a baldeya picks it up from there, then the baldeya takes the new responsibility. It's an interesting yisoid that you can take. You take it. Now it's yours. Yeah, same kind of thing in a sense, isn't it? He's the nearest one. If animal comes, it's not higher. Teda, and you can see it clearly, I can prove it to you. The midlik esh uvo'ache v'sol of talit chaveri. If I light a fire, and you come and throw somebody else's clothes into the fire. I dig a pit, and you push your friend's animal into the pit. Ein sforosh is chayv ba'al ha'boir or ba'al ha'ish. There's no sforosh that the ba'al ha'boir or ba'al ha'ish should be chayv. Although they are the primary causes of the nezik, they're not chayv. So in such a case, what's happening is the second person is coming and is totally overriding the ma'aser of the first one. But what is important there? There has to be there. If it's the elements, then certainly you're chayv. I make a boir, and a wind comes and blows a behemoth into the boir. There's no shaila that I'm chayiv. In other words, it's not the fact that it wasn't my bur that caused it, that there was an outside cause. That's not what we're talking about. It's a badea which is important. An outside badea, a second badea. Somebody else capable of making an ezek comes along and does it. What will happen if it's something in between, an animal? So Tosfos classifies the animal with the elements. That's where we have the difficulty with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, at least legabi koach acher, is not willing to classify the animal with the elements. He classifies it with the human being in that sense, and that possibly one of the reasons is because of the Gersa in the Gemara here of Adam Uvehema. Adam Uvehema.
So we have the animal which doesn't have knowledge at all.
Right.
And then the animal with knowledge, with limited type of knowledge.
But the human being. Yeah.
So if it's an animal without knowledge, it just knocks it down past, you're not five at all.
Right, okay, that we haven't come to yet, the half and half. That comes next.
You mentioned about the dog.
You're right. But he hasn't said it's half and half yet.
He's not a bad day.
He's not a bad day.
But he's got more of a knowledge than the ordinary one.
Yeah, let's go a little bit further. V'hamagalgel beragle behemo im hizik b'hadid azli. And if it's megalgel beragle behemo, so now we're talking about the animal. And the animal kicks the stone, and b'adid ka'azli komazki, then yischayvu shneim, bala behemo, bala takolo. Then they share responsibility. So what's Tosfos bin Mechadish now? That where it's a lav bar das, then it's shared. It's not completely potter. And in fact, that's implied in the Gemara that he quoted a little bit higher from Daf Kaf Gibel. Uforich bi Gemara, the case of the dog running into the wheat field with a burning coal in his mouth. Velechayev balagacheles nami. Let the Bala Gacheles also be Chayev. Shuhu Bala Takola. So Tosfos is saying that where there's an animal which is the Lav Bar Das, he shares in the Chiyuv. The Bala Behema shares in the Chiyuv with the Bala Takola. But where the megalgil is a bardeya, he takes over the complete responsibility. So it's still two, Jeff. A bardeya and a lav bardeya. A lav bardeya gets half, and a bardeya gets the full. No. Kavon lahazik kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not yet, we don't see such a thing. V'hodam in lekamu v'ferekah poroshoi v'odam shidichof v'lobo'u. a man and an animal, and the man pushes the animal into the pit, then you nezikin kulun chayovin, and we said that for nezikin that will chayiv, the mashma afilu bal habayit, and it implies even the bal habayit, not just the man who pushed it in. A man pushes an animal in, so according to what we've said, who should be chayiv? The man should be completely chayiv. And here it's mashma that they're all chayiv, including the bal habayit. So richloima the mairi odom beloi kavona. That must have been where the man was acting without kavona. He unintentionally pushed the animal into the pit. The kivan dein bekavona klal chayiv bal habayit kamoi ha'odom. If the odom did it without kavona, the bal habayit is chayiv together with the odom. So if it's the elements, then the original owner is entirely chayiv. If it's an animal or a human being without kavona, then there's a shared responsibility. And if it's a human being with kavona, then he has the responsibility alone. So we see Rashi's on fairly safe grounds. This not consider even an animal without kavona, not considering the same as the elements. We see that there is a basis for that. Rashi just extends it to the principle of Kriach Achim Urevoy. V'hod ha'amrin l'inyan dal ha'dvorim u'demei v'lodo is Odom chayev. And this that we said as far as dal ha'dvorim, that Odom is chayev. Hay dal ha'dvorim haynu nezek tzar ripui v'sheves. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos is worried here. If it was beloi kavono, why is he chayev boishes? We have a rule that boishes, you're only chayev if you intended it. If you shame a person intentionally, you're chayev. If you shame a person unintentionally, you're not chayav. And it says there in that Gemara with a pit into which the man pushes the animal that is chayav daladvorim, which implies boishes as well, which implies there was kavon and nosis tosis. The four things it's referring to is nezek tzar ripui v'sheves. So boishes en chayav ad shiz kavin, kidoma ba'achoyvel, v'loy havi ka'arbo dvorim de la'el. And it's not talking about the arbo dvorim that it spoke about shortly before that. The osom loy choshiv nezek. Because there it's talking about arba dvorim excluding nezek. Whereas further on it's talking about arba dvorim and it can't be excluding nezek, because if there are four, it must be excluding boishes, because Tosfos is forced to say there was no kavona. If there was no kavona, there couldn't be boishes. And therefore nezek must be one of the four considered. V'hod ha'omal le'inyan kofer u'shloshim shel eved shor chayev. And as far as the kofer and shloshim of an eved, where for a shor one is chayev, tzarech lo'imad aine dafke be'kavona. That you would have to say there is some kind of kavona. That's Jeff's case of the show that wants to do it with kavona. Even though it's not the same as Odom, that we should actually look up and see the whole sugya there. No, it's not oinus necessarily, because oinus would be potted altogether. No. Sure. Why not? Because Odom Amazik, even by oinus. Odom Amazik, even by oinus. He will be chayiv, so it could even be oinus. You want to say it could even be oinus, you're probably right. Even if it was oinus. So what are the yesodis that come out of this Tosfos? Number one, a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the principle of en darkon shel bnei odom lisboinim bidrochim applies even to damage such as kicking while it's flying, or whether it's only by the normal pushing around little things, but not anything of force. The second thing we've come is a machlokes whether Bahadi the Kazli Kamazli in this case could be Aish or not. Rashi clearly seems to hold that it's not even Aish. And we've got the Maharam and the way that Rav Shmuel learns and Daf Yutes to explain the possibilities of why that is, that it's not Aish according to Rashi. And we come to the Chiddush in Rashi that Kerach Achim Ulufboy has to be a love, something that's not a Baal Chai. If it's a Baal Chai, it's not a Kerach Achim Ulufboy. And we see that even in Shitas Tosfos there is a difference between a Baal Chai and not a Baal Chai. Legabi shared responsibility. Is this Dafka Esh or is this all Onsim? It seems all Onsim. Makes no difference. If the primary cause of the Nezek is an Odom, And then comes along another Odom with Kavono and takes the Nezek further. Either he moves the Boyer or whatever it is, then the second one becomes totally Chayav. If the second one does it Shiloi B'Kavono, or it's an animal, then they're jointly Chayav. And if it's the elements, then only the first one is Chayav. Those are the... Okay, let's leave it here and the rest of the session will be on Sunday.